The Office of the Director of National Intelligence submitted its budget-cutting plan to the Office of Management and Budget yesterday. It includes, according to Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, 10-year budget reductions in the double digits, in billions. He didn't specify an exact number.
We're all going to have to give it the office, and we too in the IC are going to contribute to reducing the deficit, which itself poses a profound threat to national security.
Clapper speaking at the annual Geospatial Intelligence Conference, known as GEOINT, in San Antonio. U.S. intelligence budgets are, of course, secret, but top-line numbers for overall intelligence spending this year totaled around $85 billion. Clapper says the budget plan was developed after long discussions between leaders of the nation's intelligence agencies. The reductions follow a decade during which spending on the intelligence community increased every year.
Actually, a fairly easy proposition when you think about it for the intelligence community, because every year all we had to do was hand out more money and more people. And that's certainly been the case in the entire six-year existence of the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. Well, now we're going to be in a much different mode.
Clapper served as director of the Defense Intelligence Agency in the early 1990s when the IC was managing a drawdown in spending after the fall of the Berlin Wall and collapse of the Soviet Union. He says he learned a lot about how not to cut intelligence spending through that decade. He says the intelligence community didn't manage the workforce drawdown well and stopped hiring fresh talent. It cut its all-source analysis capabilities by a third and made serious reductions in its human intelligence and overhead surveillance capabilities. He says he's determined not to repeat those mistakes.
Not to drop a name, but I did mention to the president once, and he agreed that this oncoming challenge of reducing our budget rationally is kind of a litmus test for the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. What we've tried to do is, of course, engage the agency directors, notably the Big Five, the program managers. Why focus on them first? Well, it's kind of like Willie Sutton, why do you rob banks? That's where the money is. We tried to abide by some organizing principles, starting with no salami slicing. That didn't work well before, and salami slicing is a way of avoiding hard decisions. That assumes that everything we do in intelligence is of equal value. And we all know that's not the case.
Clapper offered a few glimpses of the way intelligence agencies will cut their budgets without salami slicing. He says he and the agency heads are hoping to get about half of their planned savings through improvements in information technology efficiency, including a transition to cloud computing. Again, he says, that's where the money is.
In our FY12 request, somewhere between 20 and 25% of that request is for things labeled or coded as information technology. So if there's an area where we can bring about efficiency and savings, I think that's it.
The chief information officers of the so-called Big Five intelligence agencies huddled for a 30-day period to develop a strategy for more efficient IT across the IC. Even before that, a group that had been formerly called the Quad, the CIOs of the Defense Intelligence Agency, the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, the National Security Agency, and the National Reconnaissance Office, had already been working to get rid of IT duplication across their agencies.
All five of the National Intelligence Program entities, to include specifically and especially the Central Intelligence Agency, are engaged in this. So those of you who know about the Quad, that's become the Quint. And the new director of CIA, Dave Petraeus, is a supporter of that. And this group has found substantial opportunities to accelerate integration across the IC, concentrating on integrating a common IT architecture, but allow for unique mission or agency-specific capabilities. And if we execute this right, this will allow us to operate more effectively and efficiently, improve IC integration, information sharing, security, and privacy, preserve our mission capabilities, have common access and common improved user experience, increase confidence and trust in the IC's handling of personal information, and most especially save money.
Clapper says one other area he may look to for savings is the intelligence community's network of overseas facilities. He says not to expect closures to start right away, but it is an area the DNI will be examining over the coming years. He says that's why he added facilities to the portfolio of the DNI's Acquisition and Technology Directorate to look at the issue from an intelligence community-wide perspective. As for areas where the IC will try to avoid cuts, Clapper says the agencies will do their best to protect their workforce of federal employees. employees. But that means the contractor workforce will have to come down.
Now, I say that as someone who was a contractor for 6 years, and I am the first to acknowledge the hugely important role that contractors play in the intelligence community. If all contractors failed to come to work tomorrow, the intelligence community would stop. And so no one places a higher premium on the contributions that contractors make and the huge role that you play, but we're all going to have to share in the pain.
Clapper says the widespread use of service contracting was the way intelligence agencies were able to rapidly expand their workforce in the years after September 11th. He says for the past 5 years, intelligence agencies have been trying to convert those contracted jobs to federal civilian positions. But he says the generous intelligence budgets over the past decade let the intelligence community continually add contractors to its workforce without much of a second thought.
In retrospect, maybe we weren't as disciplined as we might have been. And so now I think we're going to have to be.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.